Torches flared in the midsummer night, and cries rang out over the darkened abbey grounds as Red Wallace dashed to the walls. Throwing a little tray upon his shoulders, Burab sped along the wall tops with Broggle, Fillorn, Mira and Fwell in attendance, pumping tray for information as they went.
Where were they when they fell, old fella? Here? Over there? By the threshold? North wall? Where?
Mira followed the directions of the Mouse Babe's pointing paw.
He's pointing to the centre of the east wall.
They arrived panting at the location. Fwell leaped up onto the battlements.
Was it here, Trey?
The Dibbon nodded dumbly. Broggle looked pale in the torchlight.
If they'd fallen this way, they would have landed here on the parapet. Did they fall over into the woodlands, little un?
Again, Trey merely nodded. Mira's voice was laden with concern.
Tell us, Trey, when did this happen? Just now?
This time, the Mouse Babe shook his head. Mira questioned further.
How long ago was it? Why didn't you run and tell us straight away?
Trey played with the bells on Burab's ears as he confessed wanly.
It happened long ago when it all went in the abbey. Dibby say not to tell any beast we playing on a wall. They felled off and I commoned in a hall. Trey frightened to tell. Get sent up a bed.
Burab shouted down to old Hogg.
Get the main gate open, old chap. Search party needed outside.
Fwell did not need an open gate. She vanished over the wall with eye-blaring speed. Mira issued instructions as she raced for the east wall steps.
We'll use the east wicker gate. It'll be quicker. Mama, take Trey inside. Broggle, Mr. Burab, follow me. We'll need your torches for light.
The lock on the east wicker gate was stiff, but a solid kick from the hare's long back paws shot it open. The little gate creaked as they dashed out into the woodlands. Fwell was already out alongside the trees, growing closer to the wall. Her pretty face grim as the light fell on us. She spoke the words they were dreading to hear.
There's no sign of them.
Blazing torches and lantern lights flickered all around the outside perimeter of Redwall Abbey's outer walls. Search parties chased up and down, looking for the lost Dibbons, hoping that they would naturally have followed the wall around to the main gate. Mira was rounding a huge sycamore when a big paw fell on her shoulder. She sighed with relief at the sound of Craig's voice.
Mira, is that you? Any sign of them yet?
I'm afraid not, Gregor. It's as if the little rogues vanished into thin air.
Worriedly, the badger mum sniffed the night air.
I don't like this. There's too many out here. Those without torches or lanterns could get lost. Moss Flower Wood is a very deceptive place, particularly at night. Every beast is out here, even the elders, and that's not good. One spark from a torch or a fallen lantern could cause a forest fire.
It was a terrible thought, but true. Mira clenched her paws.
Right. Get them to search inside the walls. Derby and Feagle may have wandered back in through the open gate. I'll take Broggle, Fwell and Burab, and we'll continue to look out here. Leave the east wicker gate ajar so we can report in if they're found. Keep Sister Alkina close. Tell her to have medicines ready and splints too. They might have broken limbs from the fall and could be lying out here unconscious somewhere. Will you do that, my friend?
Craig patted the Otter Maid's cheek.
Good thinking, Mira. I'll have drug leaves and fresh torches unlit by the wicker gate. Anything else you need?
Mira signalled Burab over to her side.
Only lots of luck and some early dawn light if we don't find those two Dibbons soon.